Welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show going on the Pat McAfee Incorporated Sports Media Row.
Yes, sir.
I am Tone Diggs.
Hey, baby Tone.
That right there is not Bubba Gumpino. That is Brucey Bruce.
How we doing, Bruce?
What is going on, dude? We are trying to bring up Lad on the FaceTime as we speak. We had to restart a few computers and stuff like that. You know, typical tech stuff. Nikki Skates, are you back there?
How we doing?
I should have had Bruce bring you in on that one. Can Mitt talk or no?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That a baby otter. That a baby otter. Here we are live from Radio Row. This is Hammer Down. What a fucking pleasure this is. Bruce doesn't think he's supposed to be up here.
Yeah, no, I do not belong on this stage in the slightest. Probably of all the people in this room, I deserve to be here the least.
I disagree with that. Nick, let me know when we get Lad on and we'll bring him in. Today we do have obviously Super Bowl. We will talk to Super Bowl.
Of course.
We got waste management, which we will be going to a little bit later. So we'll get to boots on the ground there. We got NBA, we got NHL, a couple games tonight in there, and we have a full slate of college basketball, which I did fucking horrendous in last night. How'd you do, Bruce?
I think I went like 4-2, something.
That's not
like
bad.
That. I've actually been doing pretty well out here in Arizona. It is beautiful having Super Bowl week in a FanDuel state.
It is.
It truly is a treat.
Yeah.
Nice LeBron boost last night, 30 plus, down to even money. Just living it up.
Otter, how do you feel about it? I'll give you your time. I'll give you your stage here. How do you feel about last night?
And last night was the best night of my entire fucking life, basically, Tony. The only thing that happened that I didn't like, the Lakers fucking lost.
Oh, fucking man.
We were, what, I don't know, 13 seconds in the game last night, and everyone was like, what do you think Mitt's doing right now? And Ty's like, fucking LeBron's getting hacked. And then 13 seconds later, Mitt walks out of the house, fucking LeBron just got hit in the face. They didn't call shit.
The best was he was using some nefarious streaming site, and it just was buffering for...
Right as the actual bucket went in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because you guys were watching Last of Us and wouldn't let Mitt watch the game? Is that what happened, Mitt? He's got no
basically,
idea.
Yeah, basically, everybody just didn't want to watch LeBron be the greatest of all time. I mean, I get it. You guys are haters.
All right. Brucey, now that you're out here, how does it feel? Like, have... Okay, Lad, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh,
I just can't see shit.
It's all right. You can hear us. You can't see us. Zito is at. Oh, there he is.
Oh, look at that.
Can't see a damn thing.
Lad, you are live from Radio Row. Can you see us or no?
No, I got a big Z on my screen for Zito, but we're all right.
All right, well, just know that everyone at Radio Row can see you. You are live on the big jumbo board. You look awesome in your beautiful lovesick hat. How you feeling, buddy?
All is well, my friend. To piggyback off Mitt there, for the first time in a long time, I was a LeBron fan last night. That was fucking awesome.
Everyone was a LeBron fan last night. I believe it was a couple weeks ago. I decided in my life, I'm not going to pick sides anymore. I'm just going to respect greatness.
The fadeaway to seal it.
Nice touch.
Fucking sweet.
The best part was that dude who was posting up underneath who thought he was going to get the ball in that situation.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't even know.
He started slow, too. Like, he had, like, 5 points, like, in the first, right? Like, it was a slow burn.
Unless Mitt was lying to me. Mitt's like, he's got 8 through the first. I was like, oh, okay, he's right on pace.
Yeah.
He was kind of right on pace. No, you got to, I mean.
20 at half, it was over.
LeBron's a top 2 player of all time. However you want to rank those 1 and 2, that's up to you. Some people do it different than others, but respect greatness. I mean, what is it, 19 seasons?
Yeah, incredible.
Dude, it's absurd. He's incredible run.
He's top 5 all-time in points per game, now the number one scorer of all time. The one thing
they did, nobody ran with that I was surprised, the after-the-game interview when he said, I feel like I could win on another franchise.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I didn't catch that either.
Yeah, nobody ran with that. It was like, I feel like I can still win with any franchise. And I kind of, I was surprised nobody ran with it at all.
Okay, so did you say with another franchise or any franchise?
With any franchise.
Wow. You yeah. see the Russell Westbrook stuff. Apparently he got in a
I can wall. Only I can only hear Diggs.
You can't hear Bruce?
No, I can only hear you.
Okay. Well, I'll just relay everything. Okay. So you're not going to be able to hear this, but I was just about to ask Bruce how he felt now that he's out here, if that's changed any way that you're thinking this week on where you may go.
I'm wondering why we're even playing the game. I mean, let's just hand the MVP over to Jalen Hurts. No, but I mean, I'm still shocked that the betting public and the general public is in agreement that the Eagles are basically head and shoulders above the Chiefs. I know that they have the edge in, you know, the trenches on both sides of the ball, and sure, they got the number one ranked pass defense, but I don't think that the gap between them is that great, and I'm confident Patrick Mahomes can close that gap still.
Compi, I feel like you're going to share a similar sentiment than what Bruce just said, and basically he just said, what are we even playing the game for? Everyone's got the Eagles are going to blow them out. How do you feel, bud?
I feel like Monday morning there's going to be a lot of people waking up going, the Chiefs is still the Chiefs.
Yep.
So, Gumpy.
Now I got you, Bruce. Now
oh, let's
there,
go.
Bruce.
Gumpy, you notoriously, if the crowd is going to go one way, you do tend to like to go the other way. And the Eagles just did beat your beloved 49ers.
I get it, but it's like, feels like we're diving too in. Like, this morning, someone broke down every position and was like, the Eagles are better at 15 positions than 7 for the Chiefs. It's like, it's fucking right. Patrick Mahomes, dude. Like,
that's Super Bowl week, and that's what they're going to do. And that's, listen, I'm most likely going to be on the Eagles. Do I think?
Are you?
Yeah. Do I think that the Chiefs can win the game 100% when you have...
Yeah, that's my thing, Tony. Like, I just don't understand why it's so loud for the Eagles.
My thing also, I agree with you.
I'm kind of impressed by the public.
Like, the Chiefs have the better quarterback. Yes. And when you have the better quarterback, you always have a chance, especially when the better quarterback is also probably the best quarterback in the NFL. My problem with some of this is when Bruce says it to me, he's like, oh, I guess we're just going to bet against the best quarterback in the NFL. When the team that he roots for, who had an incredible D-line, who had the NASCAR package or whatever, beat, at the time, the best quarterback in the NFL. So let's not just go out and act like the best quarterback in the NFL wins a Super Bowl.
Let's also not...
I know this is like a lazy take, and I've said it a million times, but like Dak Prescott put up 40 on the Eagles.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, like let's not act like the Eagles were the wild card.
Like, I honestly think that there's going to be a moment in this game where Mahomes does something, and the Eagles defense goes, "We ain't seen anything like that all year."
To your point, I saw a thread last night. I wish I could give the person credit. I believe it was a gambler. Not one that I'm familiar with or I would have remembered. But it was basically a thread of, like, anytime the Eagles have played a decent offense, they've given up points. Yeah. Anytime the Chiefs have played
A decent... Packers put up 30 with Love in for a quarter.
Anytime the Chiefs have played a decent offense, they have given up points. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, to be honest with you. I really do. The 37-34 fake score that's out there right now is actually a score that I would not be surprised of to happen. I really don't want it to happen.
This is a Simpsons bet.
Last year was the Simpsons memes where we had Johnny Sheeran, who I believe we potentially are going to have on later this week to break down everything. I want to hear where they're scared, where their liability is and stuff like that.
I feel like we're going to get a hammering of Chiefs money at the very end, Tony.
So to your point, juice was -122, -108, I believe, for -1.5 was 122 Chiefs, -108, +1.5, -108 on the Chiefs earlier today. It is now 110-110 on the -1.5, +1.5. And the money line for the Eagles is -122. The Chiefs money line is +104, which, I mean, this is basically a fucking pick 'em.
Yeah. So I have tons of bets like we've talked about for weeks, Tony. Yeah. But the two that I love, I obviously love the Chiefs. But I think Kelce, two touchdowns at plus 500 is in play.
Oh, yeah.
Because in
460 now. I like it a lot.
Which is, it's kind of short for two touchdowns.
Like,
it?
I almost want to go three fees.
Well, we haven't talked about this week. Chiefs, everyone's practicing. I feel like this is one of the more, besides the quarterbacks who are a little dinged up, both of them, this is one of the more healthy Super Bowls that we're going to get in a long time. There isn't really terrible injury news for either side. All the wideouts. Back,
Willie Gay is fine.
Yeah, all the wideouts practice, all that's going on. My thing, like, and potentially why I'm going to lean Eagles. Now, I might contradict myself here because I do think quarterback is the most important position on the field. But I've always been a guy, football, it's like you went up front. Right. Now, I'm not saying, like, the Chiefs' O-line is not bad. I mean, they got Creed Humphrey.
That's the thing. They got the Joe Tooney. Chiefs' O-line is a lot better than they get credit
They got what's
for.
His like, name, their right guard who was young, who was highly rated in the draft, but maybe had some stuff going on. Who they talking to AQ, though, they said he said Orlando Brown and the other tackle may be a liability. But the Chiefs, they get the ball out so quick. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Mahomes isn't going to take more than, you know, three sacks. If he takes two early, he's going to go Tom Brady mode to get that ball out of there.
I'm sure we said the same thing, though, when – I mean, it felt like he was sacked 14 times in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is the one thing that's etched in my mind is Mahomes running for his life against the Bucs.
That was crazy.
Which – and honestly, I mean, his ankle's fine right now, but it worries me a little bit just in case something does happen. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook, there are – literally a zillion bets to go on, to go look at. Anything you could think of, you could bet on right now. The line has moved for one of the bets that we have talked about quite a bit. Gainwell has gone from, 16 to 19?
Whew. Wow.
Still short.
You think so?
Yeah. Dude, he's been eating for them, man. Like, what, they're just all of a sudden only going to give it to Miles Sanders? There's no... away.
No, I think both of them are going to get their shares. Boston Scott's going to get six or seven carries there. As the week goes on here, we'll break down some more of that. Basically, I talked to Lombo earlier. Lombo's over here at the other set.
Legend.
He asked me who I liked. I told him the Eagles most likely. He said he also liked the Eagles, but he has the same worry that I believe like Boston Connor was talking. There's a lot of people on the Eagles now. So a lot of people were actually, because there's too many people on the Eagles, they're starting to switch to the Chiefs.
Yeah. Also,
it's so loud, Tony. It's so loud.
So unanimous from First Take to Michael Lombardi. It is everyone on the Eagles.
I was just about to ask, because Gumpy, you watch fucking everything. Is that where it's loud at, like just on TV?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know me. I watch all the shit in the morning. Yes, I'm always scrolling the internet, like... Everything is just like the Eagles, the Eagles, the Eagles. Every person, like
head
I just,
they were saying today, head and shoulders better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, dude. Like some of the shit is like borderline insulting.
Yeah, I don't like when I don't like that that's happening because I don't think that.
Yeah,
I'm just taking.
I've also been puffing out my chest with the Chiefs, but I'm on plus 3.5 minus 156.
That was smart. You got it when it was 2.5 because you're not going to see that number again.
No. Well, right now the plus 3.5 is minus 166, and I know, it's not Kershaw in the bump, so like nobody really wants to be laying that kind of juice. But I do think it's a good play to take the three.
You know what? Ben, Mahomes is going to score. Like Tony,
what's
it's
that?
Plus money. The game not to end on a kneel.
Ooh. I like that too. I mean, you're most likely you.
Jalen.
So like those are the things like weird. I was talking back here with some of the FanDuel people earlier. Like those are the bets that I'll take. You have no idea. Like you have literally no idea if that's going to happen or not.
But an overpace helps.
But like just you don't have to throw fucking $50 or $100 on that. Yeah. Like you could put $5 on something like
too, right? Like it's a good number.
Like stuff that I had like first play of the game to be or each quarterback to first pass to be a completion. First play of the game over 3.5 yards. Like kickoff, I'm gonna have a bet on tails or heads, whatever. I'm gonna have a bet on, like
the coin toss stat is wild.
It'd be interesting to see if a coin makes a appearance this week.
Ooh.
Right? Is it that every person that's won the coin toss has lost, or the other way around?
Everyone that's won the coin toss has lost, which means they've most likely deferred, which means the team that's gotten the ball first has most likely won. There's also...
I can see Sirianni fucking taking the ball.
So... He did an interview, because I was looking this up, because I want it for betting purposes, as far as, like, will the first team score, first team that has the ball score and stuff like that. Both Sirianni and Andy Reid have deferred all season long, I believe, every single time. So, like, as far as, like, if you're going to can tell who's going to kick off, as far as, like, kickoff being a touchback, I think both teams will defer. So, there's no real help. There's no angle that you can get there as far as that's going on. But we'll dive some more into that as the week goes on. But there was, like, 15 out of the last 18 white jerseys have won. But two of the teams that have won in dark jerseys were the Chiefs and the Eagles in not too recent memory. A guy I saw who has picked the last 15 Super Bowls wrong.
Ooh.
Is on the Eagles.
Wow.
Something to think about.
Shout out that guy.
Yeah, shout out that guy. But we got a few minutes here left on the stage. So let's roll through everything else that we got in sports today so that we could get out of here in time. College basketball, I'll let you start, lad. It was a bad night for me last night. How'd it go for you? And then what do you got tonight?
I was 8-7 all around. 8-1 Monday, though, so we're all right.
Yeah, we did have the team ride with Miami on Monday, which was
nice. I mean, UNC got blown out last night, so let's somebody jot this down. After Duke and UNC play each other, bet the other team next game because they're going to get walked.
Especially because Duke was – I had Wake last night, right? Wake was probably I think my only win.
UNC wasn't even
fading close. UNC and Duke right now altogether is something that's good. But what do you have tonight?
I got American plus 1.5 at Boston, Belmont plus 1.5 at Missouri State, Syracuse money line at Florida State,
ooh,
Temple money line at SMU, Utah State money line at home versus San Diego State, and UNLV money line at Wyoming.
Tell you what, being on Jim Boeheim's side is not, people aren't going to love that, lad, for you. People are not Florida happy State with fucking Boeheim right now. Tonight, I'm going Hofstra. It's Super Bowl. Let's put it all out there.
Yeah.
Hofstra, I'm laying 7.5 at Northeastern.
Woo.
UNCW is plus 9.5, which has been a bad number for me lately against Charleston. The Fordham Rams. Laying 6.5 at UMass. UMass, sorry.
They've been laying 6.5 against UMass for 20 years, and you never really know which way it's going to go. If you like UMass, take the money line, because they'll probably get the job
laying done. Another big number, UMBC is minus 10.5 against NJIT. UNH, minus 5.5 against Binghamton. OK State is laying 5.5 against Texas Tech. Temple Moneyline versus SMU. UNI, Northern Iowa, is laying 9.5 against Evansville. And then Utah Valley State, minus 5.5 against Cal Baptist. You have any college basketball tonight?
I do have some college basketball tonight.
Rattled off, my friend.
I'm starting with a stinker. Notre Dame heads to Georgia Tech. Both teams pretty bad. Georgia Tech's on a 9-game losing streak, but the Irish are 0-7 on the road.
Okay.
I think Georgia Tech gets the job done at home.
Hey, you know, Brucey, when Brucey comes with printouts, you know he's fucking serious, right?
That's a fact. Next one, we got Iowa State at West Virginia. West Virginia's coming off a nice blowout win. I think they should be feeling good at home tonight. Home team dominates this matchup, as, you know, Big 12 and Big 10 teams kind of tend to go. So I'm on West Virginia minus 3.5. Wisconsin at Penn State. I was just kind of talking about this, but you can set your clock to Big Ten home teams.
These are
right
two
now.
Really good three-point shooting teams and live and die by the three. I stayed away from that one tonight, but potentially an over there maybe for
the. I think Big Ten home teams in the last 19 are 15-4 at the spread, and even better straight up. So I'm laying 3.5 with Penn State, and then I'm with you, Gump. San Diego State heads to Utah State. Utah State lost San Diego State 4 back. They've won 3 straight since then. San Diego State, terrific defense, but a little bit worse on the road. Utah State 11-1 at home, so I'm on the Aggies. That's all I got.
NBA tonight, there's a big slate. Didn't love the lines.
It's tough sledding.
I'm
going to
lay a big number there with Sacramento against Houston. Pal, you doing anything NBA tonight? Gumpy?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Everybody's on the Sixers. Give me the Celtics, -4.5 at home.
Fair play.
Bruce, anything for you, NBA?
No, I'm sitting it out. I just couldn't find anything.
Otter, anything from you back there?
Let's go. I'm joining both of you guys. I got Boston -4.5. Philly's coming into town. Fuck them.
Go,
they stink. And then I'm going to go with Indiana. They're going into Miami. Last time they went into Miami, Tyrese Halliburton hit a game-winning shot. It was fucking fantastic. They're getting 7+. So they'll at least keep it a game. I'm also laying the 9 with Sacramento. Houston is one of the worst fucking basketball teams of all time, and they are just absolutely tanking right now. And then I'm taking the Mavericks. With Kyrie playing his first game, I'm taking the Mavericks +8 going into the Clippers. That's a danger zone. That's not my favorite play of all time, but I mean, Kyrie playing, let's go, let's go. It's hype.
Bruce, is it?
Yeah.
Hot under these lights to you, or?
No. You know, probably the biggest problem with Radio Row this year is they got the AC cranked up and they just keep this place
so cold.
So goddamn cold. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Two NHL games tonight.
Thank you, Bruce.
I went 1-2 last night in the NHL. The fucking Knights came
fucking
to play.
Fucking Kraken stink,
yep,
dude.
The Kraken did not help us, and the Knights came to play last night, which was not good for me. The Coyles did come home. Nicky Skates, how are you feeling about the slate tonight?
Feeling pretty good, boys. Only two games, but they are good games. Lad, the Cougars. 2-2 since Coach Talk took over. 2-1-1, to be specific. You zoom out a little bit, take a look at the big picture. It's much less pretty. 4-11-1 over their last 16. They are on the road in the Garden. Spence Martin in net, going to take on Shesterkin and Bruce's boys, who are 17-7 since December 5th. I like the Rangers. I like 60-minute money line tonight. Puck line's in play, but it's dangerous because the Cougars, although not a good defensive team, they can score a little bit. They did just get rid of Bo Horvat, 31 goals on the year for them, but they can still put the puck in the net, so I will take the Rangers 60-minute money line.
Hand up.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Nick, because Halak started first game back after All-Star break, so Shesterkin should be fresh as a daisy. I love the Rangers.
Hand up. I will be on the Rangers 60-minute money line as well.
Bruce.
Let's go, boys.
Mitt's hand is up as well. I do believe that's a team skate.
Team skate!
Are we getting Patty Kane?
The other game I am not on. Are you on anything in that one?
What?
Speaking of Patty Kane, Brucey, there are two big teams rumored to be in the mix. Everyone thought the Rangers would be a good fit. The other team, a lot of people are saying, might be the Dallas Stars.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Gubby, you were surprised that I was not going to pick against the Minnesota Wild? What are you talking about? And I wasn't going to go against
Not since the T-Wolves have been so shit lately.
That's
maybe
not true.
Maybe off the Minnesota
That's
way.
Not true, dude. That's not true. Minnesota's dope.
Dallas going into the break, just 4-6 in their last 10. But, you know, All-Star break changes everything. Who knows what's going to come out of here. Minnesota wasn't playing great coming in. A couple key things here to look for, though. Minnesota Wild 0-4 in their last four road games overall. And more specifically, 11-30 in the last 41 games in Dallas. I like Dallas at home, money line.
Yeah, don't be trying to steal the fucking North Stars jersey either, Minnesota. It's the Dallas Stars, Texas hockey, money line, baby!
Gotta love a good Rangers-Texas hockey parlay.
When we were here.
Scratch the 60 minutes, make it a money line parlay.
A money line parlay works out to +132.
Thank you, Nicky Skates. All right, before we get out of here quickly, before we go to the waste management, picks for the waste management.
So John Rahm is your 7-1 favorite.
Can't do that.
He showed a little bit of
shakiness. It's his home course. Not technically his home course, but he lives here.
He showed he was human a little bit last time out at the Shriners, I think, something like that. But of the sort of quasi favorites, I'm going with Xander 14-1. He was tied for third last year, runner up the year before that. He's been playing good golf, and he is due for a win on the tour. So I like him. That's kind of my top of the board pick. Going down the board a bit, How about Hideki Matsuyama, 29-1?
Okay,
he's been super. He's been super hot with the putter. There are only, I believe, 3 par fives on the whole Waste Management course, so it's all about accuracy off the tee and strokes gained putting. At Torrey Pines, I think he was averaging 2 strokes gained putting. So I'm on him with his hot Scotty Cameron. And then how about a guy that I think might live up to the lively atmosphere, the crowds, and feed off it a bit? Sahith Theegala.
Did he win last year? No.
No. He was tied 3rd last year as well. I think 45-1 is a high price on him. I was looking at Tom Kim, who's been in contention basically every tournament so far this year. But he's steamed down, I think, to like 21-1. So I just think the 45-1 with Theegala is a great price for him. Hopefully he's in the mix. So those are my trio of outrights to start off the week.
All right, there's 5 guys 21-1 or less that I kind of like that I'll be sprinkling. Top 5s, top 10s, top 20s. Scoot Scheffler, who's 13-1 to win. Shoffley, I do like a lot.
Last year, Waste Management started.
Yes, it did.
Scoot Scheffler's epic run.
Xander, I like 14-1. Tony Finau, also an Arizona resident.
Where he be now?
18-1. Cantlay, 21-1. And Max Homa, I like a lot, 21-1. A guy who was always consistently top 10, top 15 here, but has missed the cut the last 2 years and has not been playing golf a lot well the last 2 years, but is playing better of late. I may take a flyer on one Ricky Fowler at 55 in this situation. We will keep you updated as the week goes on. I believe there's a packed guest schedule tomorrow, so we'll keep you updated on that. And then Picks Friday, we potentially have a guest, so we will go from there. We appreciate everybody listening and watching. We got to get off the stage right now. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.